Good day. I'm Muscatine Radio General Manager Jamie Hopkins, and I welcome you to Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. This is a series of candid interviews leading up to the 2012 general election, along with live coverage on Muscatine Radio KWPC on election night. That's November 6th. Today, I welcome to our studio Republican sitting State Representative Tom Sands from Wapello. He's challenged by Democrat Sarah Sedlacek of West Liberty for the new 88th House District. So, Tom, thanks for choosing to provide the listeners in our broadcast area more information about you.
You're welcome, Jamie, and thanks to KWPC for providing this information to the listeners, and welcome, listeners.
Well, I think you and your opponent would agree that the way that we ensure voting rights and the peaceable transfer of leadership in this country is to engage citizens, help them learn enough to make a wise decision, and spur them to vote. Our responsibility as community broadcasters is to provide you airtime as you participate in Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. So, Representative, the format here is an open-answer response to the same five questions for each candidate that we profile, with a hard stop at the 15-minute mark. So the length of their answers will determine how many questions we get through. Before we begin, let's talk about the new 88th District. Briefly tell us what that encompasses in terms of geography.
In Muscatine County, it starts in the northeast corner of the part of Durant that actually lies in Muscatine County. Goes over through Wilton Township, but not the city of Wilton, Moscow, Attalissa, and West Liberty, down to Nichols, Conesville, all of Loisa County, and most of the geographical area of Des Moines County. However, it does not include Burlington, West Burlington, or the city of Muscatine or Fruitland.
So the new district that you are not currently sitting in but will be running for is this kind of horseshoe around the west side of Muscatine and up to the top of the county?
Correct. Much of which I've represented in the past, but not all of the northern townships, obviously.
Okay. Well, let's move to the question. So for those not familiar with your campaign or platform, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, what do you stand for?
I stand for jobs and job creation and the taxpayers of Iowa to make sure that their money, as they pay taxes to the state, they tend to elect us to be good stewards of their money, and that is probably one of the most important things an elected official does.
Okay. Question two. As a sitting lawmaker, do you plan to vote your conscience, or will you vote the will of your constituency? In other words, your perceived value of the will of the majority of people in the legislative district.
I approach every decision the same way, with a thoughtful and respectful answer to that particular vote. And the only way that you can really get there is to listen to the people of your district. You visit with them, you research the facts, and then you try to vote in the best interest of the people of your district. People don't always agree, obviously. I have constituents on both sides of all issues, but that isn't what it's about. It's about representing the district as a whole and doing what is in their best interest, and the only way to make that decision is listening to the people of the district.
How long have you been a representative at the legislature?
I've been in the Iowa House for 10 years now.
Okay, so let's talk about either past opportunities where that conflict has arisen, conscience versus constituency. You know, where has that been a struggle in the past, and how do you reconcile that, in the past and then moving forward?
There's, Jamie, over the years, there have been some very tough votes, tough issues, and tough discussions, but that's one thing that I've always ran on, is being able to go to Des Moines, being thoughtful, considerate, and making those tough decisions, whether it was popular with everybody or not, because it is not a popularity contest. It is doing what is right as an elected official by your constituents. It is not uncommon to have not only constituents on both sides of the issues, but there's also different groups and organizations that are very supportive that will take opposing sides of that issue. So if you go with the intent of a popularity contest, you will fail immediately. But by using the mind and the thought process that God has given us, listening to the people, it's coming up with the best answer and the best vote for the people of the district through process and fact and not emotion.
Okay. You're listening to Candidate Profiles as part of Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. Today's guest is Republican State Representative Tom Sands. Tom, let's move to question three. The public's approval for politicians and politics in general is at an all-time low. Tell me about why you think that is and what you do or will be doing in the future to improve that opinion.
I think there's a lot of different facts that are going into that right at the moment. I will be the first one to tell you that I am tired of Washington and Washington politics and what is going on out there, or even more importantly, what is not going on out there and the lack of getting anything accomplished. That tends to run over on all of us, even in the state legislature, when we're not necessarily acting that way. I don't think that partisan politics has its place in everyday and day lives. When people get up in the morning and they go to work or they're trying to raise their family, it isn't a partisan politic decision that they're trying to make. They elect people to be their voice, to represent them, to give them the opportunity for a better job and a better life. So when people spend more time running negative ads or continue to run the other person down and not talk about what their vision for the future is, I think feeds the problem, and hence the people are getting tired of that. And I think that shows, and that's one reason, one of many, why I've always ran a positive campaign and talked about what I stand for, what I will do, and what I see for a vision of Iowa to help the people of Iowa, to give everybody the opportunity for a job, a good job, a better life, and to be able to raise their family, that their children will grow up with a better opportunity than what they had.
Question number four. To which groups or organizations do you invest your time and money beyond the state legislature?
One of the things that I've done over the years has continued to volunteer for the American Cancer Society. One thing I do in Loayza County is I'm the treasurer for their Relay for Life. I've been held that position. It's not a position, but I have
not
held
a position of distinction.
Exactly. But it is important because people make a lot of choices in life, but none of us choose cancer. But it has touched all of us one way or the other. Maybe not as a personal, far as having the disease myself, but obviously my mother has, my grandmother, different relatives, and no matter who you talk with today, if they have not had cancer, one of their family members have had. So I think that's a very worthwhile cause, and it's one not only I contribute money to, but also my time, which I think is important. Continue to be active in my church. Catherine and I, once we got married, changed our membership to the Mediapolis United Methodist Church and sing in the choir. I think any time that you can further your faith and deepen your faith is not only better as an individual, but it makes a stronger union and a stronger family. Over the years, I have volunteered for the American Cancer Society. I've been active in the past in the Sons of the American Legion and was a charter member in getting that organization started in Columbus Junction. One group that continues to need to be lifted up and honored are our veterans. With my father being a Korean War veteran, I was able to join the Sons of the American Legion, and that's one way to not only honor him, but also my uncles and grandfather that served in the Korean War, the World War II, and my grandfather in World War I. I have the opportunity to speak at different Memorial Day services around the district, which is always an honor to be able to lift that day up and to remember our veterans, because there isn't a more dear group to my heart than them.
Question number five, final question. Please name two significant accomplishments in your life.
Well, I think without a doubt the most significant would be that as a husband and father, And now grandfather, as I have five grandchildren with two more on the way because my daughter is pregnant with twin boys and kind of anxious to get that arrival here, I guess. But no matter who you are, what you do in life or what your occupation can be, there isn't anything that's more more precious than family and being able to spend that time with them. They, my family, have had to make more sacrifices than what most people probably understand with me serving in the legislature because of time and effort. And of course, no one makes any more sacrifices than my wife, and that goes with every elected official's spouse out there, that every time we hear something or receive some a dart in the back, they feel the pain as well and have to make sacrifices. In fact, Monday was my wife's birthday. We was not able to celebrate, but we are on our way to Des Moines later tonight for a meeting tomorrow that I'll be able to actually take her out for supper and have a couple hours that will just be for her. So family is without a doubt the most important. And one thing that helps to be a better family man is my faith and my deep spiritual connection with God and Jesus as my Savior has helped me not only to be a better man, a better family man, but even a better elected official, because it gives you purpose in help in making those tough decisions that you are faced to make occasionally.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to State Representative Tom Sands, Republican from Wapello, running against West Liberty Democrat Sarah Sedlacek for Iowa's new 88th House District. Stay tuned for profiles on John Archer, Congressman Dave Lobosak, Sarah Sedlacek, as well as State Senator Sean Hammerlink, and more. You can visit our website at voiceofmuscatine.com to hear podcasts from all these candidates. And finally, I want to emphasize your responsibility to vote on or before Election Day, November 6th. If you are unsure how to register, you can give our radio station offices a call and we'll assist you. This has been Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. Thank you for listening, and you're listening to the Voice of Muscatine, AM 860 KWPC.